You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, and I am here for my weekly chat in person, live and in person from Houston, Texas. This is so exciting. Thank God for interleague play with Chris Haft. So, yes, the Giants, as we're recording this, are in town to play a two-game series with the Astros, and so it is old school day here in Houston. So, Chris, I just saw you guys in San Francisco, and now you're here, so I feel like I'm very well-versed on your team, but let's talk about Chris Heston. So, he shut down the Astros, 10 strikeouts, a complete game, and just pitched beautifully. And we keep talking about him because he is obviously a guy that has stepped up huge for a pitching rotation that really needs his help.
Oh, absolutely, Allison. I was riding up the elevator just a little while ago with a former major league player. I'll just leave him nameless. And he was a former Astros major league player, and he was saying that he observed that Heston rarely threw a strike, but I don't think he meant that out of any bitterness or anything like that. It was just his stuff was moving all over the place, and so they sure looked like strikes to the hitters, but once they crossed the plate, they weren't. But that's part of the art of pitching, and Heston sure seems like he's mastered it. One thing that's distinctive about him that isn't shared by a whole lot of pitchers, today, he's thrown a lot of innings in the minor leagues. Off the top of my head, I want to say 500, maybe a little bit less, but or fewer or more. But wow. he's really steeped in experience, and the call up I think is timely for him.
So this wasn't, his performance, this is not, of course, what's a pitching coach going to say? I can't believe what he's doing. But, maybe he's exceeded things a little bit more than they were expecting.
Oh, I think so. I mean, they designated him for assignment, if you can believe that, 2 or 3 years ago.
Really?
That was ridiculous. Anybody could have had him, right? That's ridiculous. But nobody, he elected to come back to the Giants, or Giants were lucky enough to re-sign him. And, he came into camp a few years ago, as this hotshot prospect. And he did okay, not great, and went back to AAA. I think there were some injury problems also. So he's had kind of a complicated recent past. But he sure seems like he's got things squared away now.
That is interesting. And of course, a couple games don't make the man, but Matt Duffy certainly has had a nice showing there at third base, and it happens that Casey McGee is not having such a great time there. So, of course, everyone, brings up the Wally Pipp thing because that's just what we do in baseball. But Bruce Bochy is not really deeming Matt Duffy as the new third baseman, right? So he's kind of taking this one day at a time?
Not yet. Yeah, he's going to try to get Matt in there as often as possible. As we speak here, he's filling in for Joe Panik at second base. Mm-hmm. Matt's been kind of designated the quote-unquote super utility player, a role that was previously handled by Joaquin Arias. But Matt's just pretty much ran away with that now. And as far as third base goes, yeah, I think Casey McGee's better start hitting pretty soon, or else Bruce and I think the rest of the coaching staff want to believe in him. He's a veteran. He's proven. He's talking about Casey now. He hit 280-something last year, 286, 287, with 76, 79 RBI, which, actually matches or exceeds by a little bit what Pablo Sandoval did last year for them. I don't know if Casey – I really think this is a classic case of a guy, even though Casey's a veteran, a guy who's putting too much pressure on himself. That or there's something physically wrong with him, which doesn't seem obvious, but it may just be a little thing like he's not seeing pitches well enough. I'm no hitting coach. So mm-hmm. I don't mean to sound like one, but that's my little dime store diagnosis, that maybe he's just not seeing the ball well enough. But for his own good, it's repeating too much, and so he's going to have to pick it up pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, because we're like a couple days away from it officially not being early anymore, from what I read on the internet, and the internet doesn't lie. And I think someone said it on Twitter, so that's definitely true, that May 15th is the cutoff, and then it's no longer early. And the Giants are a team that kind of are used to getting results, and there's not a lot of room for patience. So it's really comes to down to eventually it's the guy that's going to be driving in the runs and hitting the ball.
Yeah, Matt Duffy happens to be tied for second on the team in RBI for, and the guy's he's played what, part-time, so you know, two-thirds of the time, if that. So it's really impressive. He's kind of a cerebral guy. He's 24, 25, but he's cerebral without being cerebral, in that he knows, he's given, you know, hitting a lot of thought. He gives hitting a lot of thought, and he realizes with all that thinking that he shouldn't think too much. What he thinks about is his confidence. He has said repeatedly that he doesn't have his tools aren't that of a lot of other players. He is kind of slender. He is, you know, some people call him scrawny. I don't know if he's that skinny, but you know, he's not the most physically imposing guy. He's no John Carlos Stanton, but because he has this supreme confidence that he's not going to get beat, it really makes a difference in, you know, the swings he takes.
I don't think it's possible to be scrawny at the major league level. You can be very lanky, but I don't know if scrawny.
How about lean? Let's go with lean.
Lean and mean. So I love this story. So Monty Irvin, Hall of Famer, who lives in Houston. So the Giants, the brass, flew here with the team to give him a World Series ring. So can you tell us the origin of why he's getting one and what
that was like?
Sure.
They've given World Series rings to all their Hall of Famers since they went on this World Series roll, began this roll in 2010. I think all baseball organizations believe in their tradition and you know, cherish it. Maybe there are some that do that more than others, and I think the Giants are one of them. They really honor their past, as I say, cherish the tradition. They believe that even though these guys didn't win a whole lot of championships, you know, 1954, and that was it, really, and that was when the franchise was in New York, they believe that the Willie Mayses, the Willie McCoveys, the Juan Marichals, Gaylord Perrys, people like that, set the tone, laid the groundwork. You fill in whatever cliche or phrase you want to use. You know, they plant the seeds for these guys today, just with the, you know, the integrity of their performance and the integrity they displayed also off the field. So and Monty Irvin really personifies that. He was I'm not old enough to have seen him play, but you know, he was just a, you know, real dignified guy. It took Willie Mays under his wing early on in Willie's career, at the outset of Willie's career. Always a positive influence. You know, stayed in baseball after he was done playing, and again was an example to people. And so they. Here he is, 96 years old. I should say 96 years young.
Wow.
He had great, you know, I was lucky enough to tag along on this little venture. It was just great listening to him. And I'll admit I came close to getting a little choked up when he said, I was born a Giant and I'll die a Giant.
You know,
it was just really, really poignant to hear him say that, stuff like that. And he got his ring. You know, he really appreciated it. And, you know, I'm sure he's still riding the high right now.
That's pretty awesome that the organization thought to do that with all of their Hall of Famers. I mean, really, do they do anything wrong? they seem to think of everything.
Publicly, that's the case, I think.
Wow. Okay, Chris, thank you so much. We will talk to you next week.
Certainly.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.